Good morning, beloved. What a wonderful privilege to join with you again in prayer as we think about the Lord's glory covering the earth. And today, we're praying for the people of Fiji. We're praying in accordance with Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8, which tell us, "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, and walk in his ways. For you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me." God, we thank you that the people of Fiji, they know that you are the God who is steadfast and immovable in your purposes, but also you're the one who is enduringly fresh in your great love. We thank you that for 150 years you've used the Methodist Church to make known that wonderful grace, and that you are doing a work even now in bringing revival and awakening. Please, Lord God, let those that were estranged at one point now see themselves as brothers and sisters in the gospel. May those who were downtrodden, may they find that there are springs of living water to drink from. May those that work in the sugar production industry be able to say that tasting and seeing the Lord's goodness is sweeter than honey. And may those who serve in tourism say that as much as they are waiting upon others, how much better it is to be called a servant of God Most High. We ask that you would continue to refresh all of us with the beauty, the purity, and the eternal wisdom of your precepts, of your statutes, and of your commandments. But above all, we ask that you would fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, who perfectly obeyed in every way possible, and yet endured the curse that we as lawbreakers deserved, so that we now in Christ are not only cleansed and declared innocent, we stand in the righteousness of Christ, so that with confidence we can eagerly anticipate the day when we will see our King and be blameless. We ask that this would be true as the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.